Okay, folks, it's good to have you joining with us today. Some of you that grew up in the 1980s, like myself, might have had one of these things, a Black Widow folding slingshot. Absolutely vital if you're a young lad, growing up in the 1980s and liked to be outside, that you had a Black Widow folding slingshot. My cousin had one, and I remember thinking he was the coolest guy in the world, and he had one of these things, and I thought, I know what I'm going to ask Mum and Dad for Christmas. A Black Widow folding slingshot. So there it was, Christmas 1987, 1988, maybe around that time, and I got my Black Widow slingshot. And this is the original box that it came in way back from 1980s from the Lisburn Sports Centre. Then it became Guns and Tackle, and this is still the original box. And there's a picture of it on the back. And of course, the slingshot is still on the inside. It's got a little bit rusty and a little bit worse for the wear, and the band here isn't in such good shape, but I'm sure it still works. It folds out like this. You put your hand through and there's the wrist lock, and you can put your marble or your ball bearing in it and pull back. I'm not going to pull back too hard, because just don't trust these bands, and I learn from experience they can hit you a right slap up the face. And there's a more modern one there. Like the relive of my childhood, and I got that one a few years ago. But whenever you think of the slingshot, it reminds us, doesn't it, of a story in the Word of God. David going out to face Goliath. You can read that wonderful story in 1 Samuel chapter 17. The Israelites on one side of the Valley of Elah, the Philistines on the other, and every morning and every evening a giant of the Philistines would come out. His name was Goliath. And you can read about his stature there at the beginning of 1 Samuel chapter 17. And all of the Israelites were afraid. And God was raising up, unknown to them, a young shepherd boy out in the fields looking after his father Jesse's flock. And David had become a man who was a man after God's own heart. He could say, "The Lord is my shepherd." He had proved the Lord, if you read down through 1 Samuel 17, he had proved the Lord before. He had rescued his lambs out of the mouths of lions and bears. And in the secret place, David was learning to prove the Lord. And the Bible says that we're to enter into the closet and pray to your Father which is in secret. And our Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And I believe you've got a picture of that in 1 Samuel 17 with David. But whenever David came down to the camp, down to the Valley of Elah, and challenged his brothers and even the king about taking on this brute Goliath, who's really representative of Satan and sin and worldliness and everything that militates against the believer, many people thought that David was foolish. Saul had the idea, "Well, David, if you're going to take on Goliath, you'll need to wear my armor." But of course, Saul's armor didn't fit David. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And David had with him a sling. I suppose like an Old Testament slingshot. Two long pieces of leather with a little pouch in the middle. You'd put the stone in there and wheel it round and round and round and then let it go, and the stone would hopefully hit its target. Now, there was no doubt that David, humanly speaking, had skills and gifts and talents and ability. But David wasn't going before Goliath in his own strength. You can read there that whenever he went down to the little brook, he gathered 5 smooth stones. He took his staff with him. He took a scrip with him, his little bag. And of course, he took his sling. But David wasn't trusting in any of those things. David's faith and trust was in the Lord God Almighty. He came in the name of the Lord. And he went out to fight not for his own sake or for his own name or even for his brothers or his family or the children of Israel. But he recognized that this Philistine is defying the armies of the living God. And he went out in God's name for God's glory, trusting in God's strength, and God gave him the victory. And dear friends, in our fight against sin and against the flesh, seeking to stand up for the Lord, it's important that we don't go in our own strength, but we go in the strength of the Lord. And may God help you today with whatever you're facing as you're pressing on for Christ and wanting to walk with God and honor Him and glorify Him. May God give you the strength and the grace that you need, and may you go forth in His name, because the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. Give you a wee challenge. Take your Bible just now and open it there at 1 Samuel 17 and read that beautiful account for yourself, and may God encourage your hearts today. Thanks for joining us, friends, and look after yourselves, and we'll see you again very soon.